Like every Idol finale, the top 12 got to perform with their own idols. And this year, they included CCR's John Fogerty, Chaka Khan, Jennifer Holliday, and the incomparable Neil Diamond. But after all that flash came the moment that had millions glued to their TVs. So one final time this season, as we say each week, here's host Ryan Seacrest with the announcement.
After a record-breaking 132 million votes, the winner of American Idol Season 11 is Philip Phillips.
Even after taking the coveted Idol crown and going through a wide range of emotions, Philip is maintaining his humility.
It's so unreal, man. It's still, like I said, it hasn't sunk in yet, and it's just such a blessing to have, and I'm kind of ready to try to comprehend it all.
And Jessica Sanchez was gracious in defeat.
I'm kind of relieved that this whole thing is over, but I'm also going to miss everybody here. But I'm going to see my Idol family on tour, so I'm thankful for that. And I really think that Philip really deserved to win, and I'm so happy for him. I don't have any regrets at all. I mean, I made a top two. That's crazy, so I'm happy. I'm content.
As for why he thought Philip won, Judge Steven Tyler says,
he's real. We watched him come from a guy that was pulling himself out of his soul to a guy that can actually stand up there right now after 2 months, 4 months, and sing a melody line, you know, without feeling uncomfortable about himself. He's really evolved, and he's been vulnerable. I think America loves that.
So next is the Idol summer tour and auditions for season 12, which start next month. But there are still questions about next season, and the biggest one is whether Jennifer Lopez will return to the judges' table. Idol producer Nigel Lithgow's answer to the rumors?
I don't believe that's true.
And if she does leave, he says it'll definitely have an effect on the show.
We've got the world's most beautiful judge, somebody who speaks from a heart, somebody who I trust their integrity, and it would mean starting all over again with another judge.
Season 10 Idol contestant Stefano Langone of Kent thinks it's the right move.
I think it's great for both her and the show. Jennifer Lopez is that's what she does. She goes into movies and she does incredible. She becomes a dancer and blows everyone's mind. She goes on TV. She does music. She kills in the music industry. This is what Jennifer Lopez is about. And she left an incredible mark on the show, and I think it's very smart for the show as well. Who's going to be back next year? That's going to be the big question. Sure. And they're going to get many, many more people in to just see what happens.
Now, Lithgow and the other producers did acknowledge Idol's steadily falling ratings, and they admit there will be changes to the show. They just can't say yet what those changes may be. At the American Idol finale in Los Angeles, Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.